For a seventh night in a row, there's been violence on the streets of the suburbs of Paris. Police clashed with angry groups of young people who threw rocks and burned vehicles. The violence began last Thursday after two teenagers were electrocuted when they entered an electric substation. They were allegedly fleeing police. The unrest highlights the anger and despair in the suburbs of big French cities. And as Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris, it's also exposed the failure of French immigration policy.
Residents of the northeast Paris suburb of Clichy-sous-Bois say the atmosphere is still tense. A group of young men stands around in the parking lot of a high-rise apartment building. Many are wearing T-shirts with the faces of the two boys who died on the front and the words "dead for nothing" on the back. The youth say the police are to blame for the current situation, and they understand why some people want to fight back. Police don't even try to understand who's guilty or innocent, the boys say. Yes, says another. When they do ID checks, it's complete provocation. They don't even bother to say hello. They just tell you to turn around and shut up.
Très peu d'affrontements en réalité, sauf quelques épisodes ici à Aulnay-sous-Bois.
The nightly images of violence on French TV are a reminder that France has failed to integrate a whole generation of youth. Their parents and grandparents came from North Africa to rebuild the country in the 30 prosperous years following World War II. The families were housed in high-rise building projects that ringed the country's largest cities. But now there are no more jobs, and many residents are trapped in spirals of crime and poverty and feel excluded from mainstream society. Hervé Mariton, a member of French Parliament, says the French system has failed.
Obviously, in these suburbs, you get social problems, but you also have the limit of the French system of integration, because it seems today that people do not see what they are asked to integrate to. French society does not present itself sufficiently as a model, and immigrants tend to live in France and not necessarily try to adhere to French society as they would a few decades ago.
Some politicians have blamed the continuing violence on France's tough-talking Interior Minister Nicolas Sarkozy. The minister has been less than diplomatic with his words.
C'est désormais pour les violences urbaines, comme pour la délinquance générale, la tolérance zéro.
He said the only response to urban violence and delinquency was zero tolerance. Many people see that policy as carte blanche for police brutality. He's also referred to the suburban troublemakers as scum and riffraff. Further inflaming passions, on Saturday, someone fired tear gas into a mosque. Samir Mihi, a community leader in Clichy-sous-Bois, blames the police and says the attack on a Muslim place of worship is why the violence has spread.
People already feel isolated because they live in suburban high-rises and because of their immigrant origins. And now they're being excluded because of their religion, because they're Muslim. Let's not mince words.
Mihi and others say what is needed now are not more police on the streets, but a dialogue between police and residents based on mutual respect. Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin and Nicolas Sarkozy have met with the parents of the dead boys, and last night hosted an emergency meeting with a group of youths from the suburbs. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.